Welcome, everyone, to the first mini-sode of I Have Written. The plan is that we're going to start out each week with a small little bit of encouragement and advice, and then later on in the week, we'll have the full-blown episodes. Well, at least that's the plan. We'll see how well it goes. But here we go. So when you think of the word integrity, what do you think of? How do you define that? What words pop up in your mind? Just take a second, think about it real quick. Now that you've got it, ask yourself again, what are you doing to apply that in your life? Do you meet your own standards, your own definition of integrity? If you do or don't, no judgment either way, but it is food for thought, isn't it? Now, integrity is definitely such a huge part of anyone's life, but since we're talking about men here, you really want to have this aspect of your life down. I'm not saying you have to walk in perfection, but you should always strive to be walking in integrity, in honesty, and in transparency. One of my favorite verses about integrity and transparency is in the Gospels when Jesus first meets, was it Nathan, I believe? Nathaniel? Anyway, the one under the fig tree. And Jesus said, you know, before you even saw me, I knew you and I saw you lying under the fig tree. He said about this guy, here is a true Israelite in whom there is no guile. In other words, here is a man in whom there is no deceit, trickery, ulterior motives. What you see is what you get. He's like that all the time. And his personality doesn't change based on audience to audience or whoever he's around. Now, whether or not you agree that your personality should be the same around your bros or your mom or your sister or your girlfriend, whatever, it is a pretty cool thought, isn't it? That this guy was always the same no matter where he went. And Jesus recognized that and he admired that. He knew that this was someone who he could trust. Of course, because he was God and he knew his character. But even just from a human point of view, he could tell that this guy wasn't going to try to stab him in the back. And if Jesus asked him his opinion for something, he was going to give him a straight answer, right? And so, given that, are you someone in whom there is guile or no guile? You definitely don't want there to be guile, that's for sure. But later on in this week, when we're more fleshing out this subject, see if you, by then, have found some practical ways to apply integrity in your life. Look up some stories, guys, of characters, either historical, fictional, whichever, people you admire, and see if you can find some examples of integrity in their lives. It's gonna look different for each one of you, but there is still going to be that unifying factor of people doing the right thing, regardless of who's looking. That's another big thing, guys. What we do in the shadows when no one else is looking says more about our character than what we do in front of people. You may think, oh, well, you know, if I'm running red lights because no one else is driving around instantly, that's okay. Well, yeah, in the sense that you're not actually hurting anybody, but are you still going out of your way to do the right thing, to set a good example? You never know when someone's watching, guys, and not just in the matter of driving. In anything in life, especially y'all, when you have kids later in life, they see and hear everything. They're like little ninjas. They're always hiding in all the nooks and crannies, and you just can't get away from them. And they will start emulating your behavior. So it's all the more important that you start walking in that integrity and uprightness today. It'll make the change a whole lot easier for you down the road. So your homework for this week, it's very doable, is read about the stories of Daniel and Joseph in the Bible. Now, you may be thinking, Daniel, that's way too much reading. No, it's not, guys. The book of Daniel, the parts where you actually see him before he gets into all the prophecy, just a couple chapters, and same with Joseph, not a huge section of the Bible. You guys can do that in a week, easy, no problem. But don't just read them just for the sake of reading them. Look at what they did and how they lived, and ask yourself, how can I be more like these guys? How can I emulate their behavior? What can I learn from them? Because their integrity, guys, is the main thing that they are remembered for in the Bible. Not just the kingdoms they impacted, but they got that access into those positions of authority because they were walking in biblical, God-defined integrity, not the way the world looked at it. Okay? So, that's food for thought for this week, okay? And we're going to flesh out the subject of integrity further later on this week, but in the meantime, you can start applying it right now. You don't have to wait for us to define it for you. You can go out and start making the change right this very second. And hey, if you want to make it more fun, get some of your bros in on the challenge with you and say, hey, man, is there any way where I am not walking in integrity? Just be honest with me. Is there any way where you think I could shape up more? And be open to hear what they have to say. They might say, yeah, you're doing great, man. In which case, congratulations. But if they think there are areas in your life that you need to tighten up on, get a little better shape in, then by all means, take that advice. Take it with a grain of salt, because we're all growing, we're all maturing, we all have different definitions of what integrity is. But based on the Bible and what you've learned from Daniel and Joseph, tell me what you think about it, all right? So, that's your assignment this week. Can't wait to join you guys again at the end of this week for the official full-length episode. So until then, guys, stay strong in the word. You're growing in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. And I will see you next time.